welcome back. And we are now joined with Dr. Bob Teal and Bob of the Hour, Tim Alexander. Dr. Bob, there's so many things going on. I'm sure you have an opinion. You usually do, and you're so well documented. You've done a number of e-books out about Hillary Clinton and about Obama, et cetera. What's the latest that's on your radar?
Well, there's a lot going on along that line, but I mean, you can't blink, and then they're going to do something else.
Right.
But what I actually wanted to do is something I've wanted to do a couple of shows prior, and we covered some other things, we never got to it.
Right.
And that is, I'd like to explain to your listeners why the Islamic State claims they hate us and why they want to kill us. I don't know if you saw the latest issue of their recruitment magazine. It's pretty slick. It's called The Bic.
The Bic. I think it's B-I-Q, right?
Yes, D-A-B-I-Q.
The Bic, yeah.
And the most recent edition is called Break the Cross. And I want to go into a little bit about what they had to say, a little bit some of the deceit that and hatred that they're trying to do, and explain basically why a lot of things they say are incorrect, and so people get a better idea of what we're really dealing with. I mean, we're not dealing with people who, let's say, just think that Jerusalem should be their capital or whatever, okay? These people are beyond all that kind of stuff. Okay? These people who basically have a view that if you don't agree with them, you deserve to be dead.
Isn't that crazy that the level, again, remember the word Islam means submission. If you're a kafir outside of Islam, you need to be persecuted until you submit or die.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got the latest issue. And what's interesting about this magazine, it's slick. It's a well-produced magazine by people who must speak English as their native language. I mention that because I travel a lot, and I deal with people whose English is not their native language. And you can tell, and usually you can tell in the publications. And this one, these people must be American or British or have had a lot of training in it.
Right.
Because this is a recruitment tool to get English-speaking people to come there. So if you'd like, I'm going to read a few things from this and make a few comments, and we can both comment about it.
Right.
Okay. On the foreword to the magazine, on page 4, starts off by quoting the Quran. It says, "Do they not see that they are tried once or twice every year, yet they turn not to repentance, they take no heed?" Okay. All right, well, okay, fine. People should repent. We don't disagree with that. But then they say, "After the attacks in Orlando, Dhaka, Bangladesh, Nice, France, and Normandy, France, and a couple places in Germany, this led to the martyrdom of 12 soldiers of the Caliphate and the deaths and injuries of more than 600 crusaders. One would expect the cross worshippers and democratic pagans of the West to pause and contemplate the reasons behind this animosity and enmity held by Muslims for Westerners, and even take heed and consider repentance by abandoning their infidelity and accepting Islam." I've been to France a bunch of times. I've been to Germany, too. I mean, they do have churches over there. I'm not sure how many people actually go to those churches. It's not very many. But
that's one of the big problems in Europe, and I've talked to archaeologists and experts in architecture, and they tell me the primary thing in Europe is just to maintain the church building. They don't have a strong, we would call church faith, group of people over there, which is why they're the perfect candidates to happen like what happened in Turkey. Remember the original letters to the churches in Asia were all churches in Turkey. They're all Muslim
Correct.
Now or don't
and,
exist.
My wife and I visited every single one of them.
Right.
By the way. But anyway, so this is what they're going out, and basically they consider people in the West to be crusaders. Basically, that's the term that they gave for the people who came down to attack them because they had crosses painted on their shields.
Right.
And they still call Roman Catholics and Protestants crusaders, and actually apparently Westerners, they're calling them anyway. Anyway, here's the part, though, that some may be concerned about. So between the release of this issue of the BIC, and this came out 2.5 weeks ago, and the next slaughter to be expected against them by the hidden soldiers of the caliphate, who are ordered to attack without delay, the crusaders can read into why Muslims hate and fight them, why pagan Christians should break their crosses, why liberalist secularists should return to the fitra, natural human disposition, and why skeptical atheists should recognize their creator and submit to him. So they're saying this is what this magazine is about, and they're going to go through this. And I'm going to go through some of their reasons. But before I do, there's one other statement I'd like to read from the foreword in their magazine. This is on page 7. By the way, you can find their magazine online. And the problem about when their next attack is going to be is that this magazine doesn't come out like every month. It comes out like whenever they get around to it. It could be 3 months, could be 6 months, could be 2 months. So they could wait, I guess, until some lone individual goes nuts and goes out and kills in the name of the Islamic State and then say, see, we told you so.
Right.
Well, anyway, says, here's what they wrote. We call you to reflect on these questions as the bloodthirsty knights of the caliphate continue to wage their war of just terror against you.
Okay. Wow.
They're bragging that they are bloodthirsty, and this is a just war of terror.
Now, when you make the statement, if you made, an individual made it, they'd immediately get arrested, indicted, and imprisoned. Why can't an organization make the same kind of bold and gross statements and still exist without a consequence?
Yeah, why? And this is again, this is all over the internet, okay? And so it gets me when it was a. I don't listen to him, but I think Michael Savage. I think Facebook shut down some posts he made a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in the post, what he did is he showed a picture that was, I think, from the BBC of Muslims protesting outside the Danish embassy or something. And it basically says that Islam's going to win, we're going to kill you all or something. Okay.
Right.
And Facebook decided that was a violation of community standards by Michael Savage posting a picture that was in the news a few years before.
Wow. Okay?
Yet, you've got these bloodthirsty knights out there going and saying things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said in John 8:31, if you abide in my word, you're my disciples, you know the truth, and truth will set you free. But these people don't want to be set free. These people want to kill. And, you know, your listeners probably know this, but indulge me. I want to quote John 8:44, because I think this applies to these
right.
people. You're of your father, the devil. The desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he doesn't stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks his own resources because he's a liar and the father of it. You know, Satan, like the Islamic State, they mix truth and error, and that deceives people. You know, you and I both know, and most probably all listeners know, there's some really bad things going on in the United States and in the West, okay? We don't disagree with that. We want people to repent. We want that kind of change. But no, they've got a different view. Their view is, yeah, there's only one form of repentance. It's listen to them or you're dead. It's bizarre, but sadly, that's what they, you know, that's what they stand
for. It's incompatible. And that's why when I heard the latest standard that Trump introduced with his immigration bill, and it doesn't just single out Islam. It says, if you don't love us, you don't love our freedom, you don't love the institutions we have which are based on Judeo-Christian ethics. And this is totally incompatible. It's like oil and water. Why do we think we can import these people that are Muslim and think it's going to be a clear shot? Now, there's a number of very passive Muslims that we call Muslim-ish. We talked about this with Bill Warner. But in Islam, they will not make a criticism of extreme elements within Islam because it's considered non-Islamic. You can't do that. You can't criticize your fellows that are nuts and wanting to kill non-Muslims or force them to submit to Sharia law. That's how crazy this is. So it's never going to work.
Let me go back again. I agree with you on most of that. Anyway, what I was going to say on that was on page 30, there's an article titled, Why We Hate You and Why We Fight You.
Wow.
Okay, that's the title. And it starts, this is a few quotes. It says, shortly after the blessed attack on Sodomite Crusader Nightclub by this one person, American politicians were quick to jump into the spotlight and denounce the shooting, declaring it a hate crime, an act of terrorism, and and an act of senseless violence. Hate crime? Yes. Muslims undoubtedly hate liberalist sodomites, as does anyone with any shred of their inborn human nature still intact. An act of terrorism? Most definitely. Muslims have been commanded to terrorize the disbelieving enemies of Allah. Now, some people don't believe that they have been. But again, my experience with actually Muslims that I know, the ones I've known, have all been, say, passive Muslims. But let me read a couple things.
But they're not standing up. I mean, when they have these meetings outside every city to go against extreme Islam, it's almost like, for example, it's similarly in the black community where you get really good, solid citizens that are seniors and middle-aged black people that go to work and want a normal house and community and have their kids be able to walk to school. They still aren't coming out in droves to help the police and other authorities to get control of their city. And that's the reason why things deteriorate, because Islam, Muslims, for example, in Houston, the first month there was 168 Muslim imams in Houston alone that were fired because they agreed with Trump's policy of filtering out extreme Muslims that might cause trouble, because eventually all Islamic people are going to end up in civil detention camps if they cause major terrorism on American soil. Millions of them, whether they're good or bad, are going to get shoved into camps. That's going to happen.
I don't know if they'll get shoved into camps for it. But they will.
I'll give you a scenario. They blow up the O'Hare Airport. They blow up the Mall of the Americas. They irradiate an entire city with a dirty bomb. Yes, they are. It's going to happen because idiots like Obama and Clinton are eventually going to allow this kind of terrorism to happen so they can get a bipartisan domestic security bill. And while they're trying to take away our guns, they're going to shove all these Muslims, good, bad, ugly, are going to be shoved into civil detention. That's what's going to happen. I'm putting it as a guarantee, not even as a conjecture. Because idiots like Obama and Hillary, if she does get presidency, she's going to wait until it's so bad, then she'll try to take everyone's guns away and shove the perpetrators, everybody indiscriminately, into civil detention as much as they can anyway. Maybe not all of them, but as many as they can.
Well, getting back to some parts in Islam, I'd like to read from the Quran in terms of a comment about terrorism.
Right.
Soon shall we cast terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, for that they join companions with Allah, for which he had sent no authority. Their abode will be fire. Evil is the home of the wrongdoer. So basically they're saying they're going to do terrorism.
Wow.
And what gets me is just before, actually, about within, I think the same day this magazine came out, or within a day of it, I'm going to quote Pope Francis, which, by the way, this magazine called for his getting killed. Anyway, he said, "I do not believe it's right to identify Islam with violence. That is not right, and it is not true." No, I am reading you a quote, okay? "I don't like to speak about Islamic violence. There are violent Catholics. If I speak of Islamic violence, I must speak of Catholic violence." Anyway, I thought this is somewhat bizarre. Of course there's violent Catholics, and there's violent Hindus, and there's violent Protestants. There's some, but you know, when you hear about a terrorist incident, most of the time, it's just proportionately toward Islam.
I don't see any exceptions to the fact if a news media comes on, they have somebody red-faced telling you the latest terror attack. It is without exception Muslim, and the quiet, passive Muslims that maybe doctors, lawyers, and whatever are not participating with the authorities to notify people that the attack is coming, or they even know somebody that's a nutball that's actually going to do it. They've seen them for years in their own mosques, including imams that stir them up and turn their children and grandchildren into terrorists, and they're fully aware who they are, and they're not helping us.
Well, I think they finally decided to arrest somebody, I think in the UK, a Muslim imam who was directly...
That's token. The guy's so extreme, you know. And it's usually because a foreign government requests it. There's one guy, imam, apparently in London, that they tied directly to the bombings in Paris. And they wouldn't extradite them from Britain to France to stand trial. So it's not surprising that this happens, because it's a public embarrassment that the countries will house and keep these people and protect them and not even extradite them for trial in the foreign country when they're actually sponsoring terrorism.
Well, getting back to the thing Francis said, you know, I'm unaware of a major Roman Catholic group that's currently going out and recruiting people to kill people all over the place. Okay, it's not that they haven't ever had it in their history, but that they're not doing what the Islamic.
Well, why would a pope who's supposed to be defending the Catholic Church make a misstatement and a bold-faced lie to our faces? He makes himself look like an idiot. Number one, he makes himself look like he's an apologist for Islam, which is really dangerous, and he makes us not prepare policies to protect us from real danger in our public stadiums and shopping centers and airports and so on. And yet this moron, the so-called Catholic apologist, apologizes not for Catholic behavior, but says that Islam is not the problem. Is he out of his mind, or is he just evil, or both?
Well, probably some kind of combination there. But now, interestingly, let me skip to something in the Islamic State magazine about Francis. It says, Francis continues to hide behind a deceptive veil of goodwill, covering his actual intentions of pacifying the Muslim nation. And here's something else. It says, while previous popes spoke against Islam due to the actual reality they faced based on mutual enmity between pagan Christians and monotheistic Muslims, recent popes, especially Pope Francis, have attempted to paint a picture of heartwarming friendship, seeking to steer Muslim masses away from the obligation of waging war against the disbelief. This is all part of a plan to demilitarize Islam, or to put it more correctly, to remove clearly the Quran and the Sunnah-based duty of waging jihad against pagans until all the world is ruled by the Sharia. So that's on pages 75 and 76, by the way, of the BIC, if anybody wants to go and look this up. But so they see, by the way, that Pope Francis has kind of an interfaith and ecumenical agenda, and they don't like it. I don't like that either, and it's bizarre with what he said about it. Well, anyway, what I was planning on covering is the first. They gave six reasons why we hate and fight you, and I'd like to read the first one. We hate you, first and foremost, because you are disbelievers. You reject the oneness of Allah, whether you realize it or not. By making partners for him in worship, you blaspheme against him, claiming he has a son. You fabricate lies against his prophets and messengers, and you indulge in all manner of devilish...
Oh, and by son you mean a son of God, meaning Jesus.
Yes.
They're talking about the large S son, or Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus.
Yes, that's exactly right.
In other words, they hate us most because we believe Jesus is the Son of God or incarnation of the God in the flesh.
Right, that's exactly why. Now, they allude to the fact that, that's not something that the prophets had taught and all that kind of stuff. No, as many of your listeners may or may not know, Islam claims that Jews and Christians are, quote, people of the book, and the book is supposed to be the Bible.
Right.
We're supposed to believe the Bible. But what they say is that the Jews corrupted it, and that's why Ishmael doesn't look as good as they think he should. And then they say that the Christians corrupted the New Testament. Okay, now they're wrong about most of that, but let me just comment about something that would be interesting. I'd like to read something from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I can't hear your bumper music, so see if I get through this.
You're good for 30 seconds if you want to continue.
Okay, all right. And his name is going to be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, etc.
And sounds like Christmas.
Bible,
keep that thought. We'll be right back, Dr. Bob.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Well, Dr. Bob, I'd like you to repeat that last statement. A lot of people, if they haven't heard other authors and researchers like Bill Warner, professor from Tennessee State University, now retired, his site called politicalislam.com. These truths are very shocking. On every Thursday, first hour, we have Leo Lion Zagami, and all you different experts from different perspectives on different continents are saying, including Jonathan Gray in New Zealand, the same thing from different perspectives. Islam is a satanic plague on the earth, and it is a driving force, which is why it's allied with the global New World Order and the globalist satanic maniacs that want to start in a final push for the third wall or third jihad, which in Islam, they're expecting the arrival of the Mahdi, which we talked about last Thursday with Leo Zagami, that the ally, Mr. Erdogan, claims to be the Mahdi, and also the guy Gulen, who's in America, who's, quote, stirred up, along with the CIA, this apparently attempted coup, also claims to be a Mahdi, or the final Mahdi before the showing up of the arrival of Yeshua Jesus, not as Jesus, the incarnation of the Most High God, but now a Muslim, because he's, quote, converted over the last 2,000 years, and he's coming back to behead Christians that won't convert to Islam. That's what these Islamic maniacs preach. Now, you may want to dispute it because they're not going to tell the Kafirs the truth with Taqiyya and Maruna, but it is the truth.
Well, as I said, and you said to repeat this one. So, again, this is they gave six reasons why they hate Christians or anybody else, I guess. And it says, we hate you first and foremost because you're disbelievers. You reject the oneness of Allah, whether you realize it or not. By making partners for him in worship, you blaspheme him against him, claiming that he has a son. you fabricate lies against his prophets and messengers, and you indulge in all manner of devilish practices. Well, this is a devilish practice that they're doing here, because before the break, I read Isaiah 9, verse 6. So let me read it again.
Right.
So it says, "For unto us a child is given, unto us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, what's interesting about this, well, they will claim that Jews changed the Old Testament and Christians changed the New Testament and perverted it somehow. Why would the Jews go in and put this stuff about a son? Okay? The Jews aren't Christian. They don't accept Jesus as the Messiah. This destroys their primary argument against the changing of Scripture. And it also demonstrates that the main reason they're saying they hate us is wrong. Okay, they're saying
they're intellectually bankrupt anyway. Besides being spiritually bankrupt, they're intellectually bankrupt as well.
And, well, in terms of bankrupt, you mentioned about the Imam Mahdi. Just for your listeners' general enlightenment, there's two versions of this. One is the Iranian Shiite view, which is this guy's been suspended animation for like 1,400 years,
yeah.
And that Khomeini has talked to him or seen him or heard him or something.
Uh-huh.
That's one set of nonsense. The Sunni Muslims, though, their view is a bit more realistic, that some Islamic leader is going to rise up. He is going to put in a massive caliphate. And by the way, it's not going to be the Islamic State. The guy who's in charge of the Islamic State is not going to be this guy. But anyway, interestingly, the Bible talks about, at the time of the end, somebody is going to rise up called the King of the South.
Right.
It says he has places like Turkey and Libya, okay, and Arab areas. And so we know from biblical prophecy that this is going to happen. And the fact that the Muslims want it to happen as well. And as far as the Islamic State goes, my personal view is that they are so abhorrent to some of the Muslims and such a threat to, let's say, the political leadership in Egypt, the royal family in Saudi Arabia, etc., that despite the fact that the Arabs don't really want to be that unified, I can assure you the king of... Saudi Arabia doesn't want to be.
He doesn't want to submit to a higher authority, is what you're saying.
Yes, but you know, people don't quite remember that when we had a Confederate state, in the United States, there was a difference between being quote the United States and Confederated States. Confederated States are basically your own little country, and you just cooperate. And I see probably some kind of structure like that. Although I suspect that the King of the South will decide he's more powerful monarch and I'll need to listen to him, or dictator, whatever term he's going to be.
Right.
But we're seeing, though, because of this, the West, and Henry Kissinger, Barack Obama, many people out there have gone out and said, oh, the Muslims have to get together. We want them to get together. So we've got the West encouraging it. We've got Islamic beliefs encouraging it, and Bible prophecies doing it. So we know that's going to come to pass.
Wow. We're going to be back in the 31st with a full show again. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you, Dr.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over. And you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and we have Tim Alexander here. Tim will be back tomorrow, hour three. Tim, I know it's, if you saw that speech, heard it this morning. I heard it this morning before.
I just listened to it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was so well done. He is the law and order president, okay? Let's face it. And well, the policies of Barack Obama and Hillary.
One of the things that the establishment cannot stand about Donald Trump, besides the fact that he won't take their money and doesn't need their money and puts America first, he tells it like it is. He speaks good common sense to people. Yeah, he may be a billionaire, but he's pretty down to earth.
He's a blue collar.
I mean, he talks to him as a human being.
His son Eric calls him a blue collar billionaire, which I agree. And yeah, he's a guy that visits a work site, so he knows the plumbers, the stonemasons, and other people. Not like any other billionaire building buildings, which is why it has the Trump sign on it.
I'm a blue-collar Scottish Earl, too. You know, I mean, he's a human being, and he recognizes that. He doesn't, but what he said, so needed to be said, he said that the Democrats have and Hillary Clinton are against the police, and they have seriously let the black community down.
Right.
You have a thug element and in the black community, and you have that in all communities, but it's because of the way the so-called war on poverty was structured, it was designed to increase the thug element, to have fatherless families in mass. And anyway, what he said was, you've got to clean, you've got to be able to protect your people. Black mothers should be able to let their little kids walk down the street to school or whatever without fear. The black community is more victimized by the thugs than anybody.
Well, they're victimized first by the Democratic Party.
Protect people, white, black, whatever, from thugs.
They're victimized by the Democratic Party, who in 50 cities over 50 years have totally screwed them backwards, forwards, and upside down.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just disgusting. And if the smart blacks and the educated blacks and the ones who say, I want a job, I want a safe city, I want my grandma to be able to walk to the convenience store and not be dangerous, or I want my little boy who's just turning 12 or 13 not to have to be recruited into a gang, because if he doesn't, they're going to beat him to death before he gets to school.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, this is signaling now. The gloves are coming off. Trump is going into the fall campaign attack mode. He has hired, as his campaign CEO, he's calling him, Stephen Brennan, who was one of the founders of Breitbart, on alternative news media site, very aggressive person. And a pollster, Kellyanne Conway, has been named as the new campaign manager. The conventions are over, and now Trump is going on the attack. And if the globalists think that he's going to sit back and take their crap and not return it 10 times over, they've got a bad...
Yeah, I honestly tell you, he is the Clint Eastwood of politics now.
That's why Clint Eastwood likes him so much, probably.
If you want to call it a template for a politician with a Clint Eastwood attitude to clean up the mess in town, the sheriff has now arrived, it's Donald Trump. It's interesting when his name is The Donald means, do you know what Donald Trump means? It means the ruler of the world. That's what it means, if you actually translate it from Scottish language.
Like me, he's of Scottish and German descent. In fact, his German ancestors come from almost the same city, very close to where many of my German ancestors come
from. Where is that? That's northern Germany, right?
Lambsdorff in that area. It's kind of close to Elsass-Lorraine. It's not so much northern Germany as more central southern Germany.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His mother came from northern, from the Isles, northern Scotland. That's a pretty good background. Scots and Germans are very, they make a lot of engineers and scientists. They're pretty down to earth. They're very clean, industrialists. Scotland and Germany tend to be very clean countries, pristine in their cleanliness. I got to qualify that. Edinburgh is not always that great, and Glasgow is not too bad. But
Glasgow's a bit of a tough city, but they laugh at their toughness.
I know the Earl of Glasgow, and I have Patrick Glasgow. I avoid his last name, but I'm supposed to call him Patrick Glasgow because that's how peers address one another. And Patrick, I asked him, I said, how did you get such a grand sounding title to be Earl of the largest city in Scotland? Because Glasgow is the biggest city. He said, well, it wasn't. When we got the title, a few hundred years ago, it was just a university town, and it grew and grew and grew. And it kind of reminds me of a mini version of London. It's just going
I think Glasgow grew because of the oil industry recently, didn't it?
No, that's Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, oh, yeah. But why is it such a big industrial city? Because it's a city that has lots of heavy industry, light industry, high tech.
Yeah, and it's well positioned, and you know, I don't know. It just did.
Tim, let's get back on topic here.
Trump is really getting ready. He's getting the meat axe out. And he's brought the winning team on board now.
Okay, and now what happened to Manafort? What happened to Manafort? What's he doing?
I imagine he will be of counsel, as law firms say. He will be of counsel. He'll probably be involved. But
I noticed the speech writers are definitely keeping him on target, on track, and on issues, which is going to help him.
Well, that's the key. That's the key to Trump's victory is, quite frankly, to stay on target. And people vote their pocketbooks, and he needs to talk about, you know, we've been lied to consistently. They're telling us we have 5-point-something% unemployment. In reality, we have about 105 million working-age adults completely without jobs, and untold tens of millions working part-time jobs at very low wages. Now, that's not a recovery. That's not even a recession. That's at least a mild depression. And the government and the politicians in Washington have been lying through their teeth. And we shipped about 50,000 to 60,000 large factories overseas. This has got to end. We've got to bring the factories back. We've got to put people to work. America is naturally, organically the greatest, richest country on the face of this earth, and there's absolutely no excuse to have all this unemployment and so many people welfare. We now, you know, there's more people now, 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds living with their parents and grandparents than at any time in American history. It's just unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to see what's happened in the cities. It's unacceptable this Obamacare, which just keeps going doubling, and it actually that's just about tripled a year ago, and now it's going to quadruple, and it's a worthless junk insurance that was designed by the insurance companies. We need to clean up all of our corruption. We need to break up the mainstream media. 6 companies owned by globalists run it all. We need to break up Wall Street. We need to break up the too big to fail banks. We need to reenact that Glass-Steagall Act.
We have to make sure that there's no activist judges that are trying to write new laws by reinterpreting.
Well, that's exactly right, because they don't have the constitutional authority to do that, and they've usurped it. So we need a bill that clearly establishes that the Supreme Court will not write laws.
Right, like, and also a process for a rapid process.
All over the country now, gays can get married. I'm sorry, that's not the will of the population, and the General Assemblies of the 50 states did not pass that act, and it's not even within the federal preview. It's created by a bunch of liberal. Right now, half the Supreme Court is Jewish, and Obama appointed a fifth of a liberal Jew to the Supreme Court, which hasn't been confirmed. This is BS. It's got to stop. And we can keep Israel safe, but we don't have to take orders from Israel. We can be their friend, and we can be a far better friend sometimes by saying no than simply, yes, how many more billion do you want every year in and year out? We've got to start using some sense and get the corruption out of Washington. That means there's some senators and congressmen that need to be indicted by the Department of Justice. It means there's a whole lot of lobbyists and firms that need to be indicted. Monsanto, the corporate board of directors, ought to be in cuffs because they've been violating human rights across the world. They're selling dangerous poison. Stuff like this, we need our government to protect us. And we don't need arms of our government like the EPA going way beyond protection just to rip offs so that it acts as a millstone around the neck of the American economy. We've got to be protected from improper pollution and so forth, But they've gone so far overboard is driving businesses overseas. We've got to bring factories back to America and put people to work. That's simple. It's not rocket scientists. You don't have to have an IQ 200 to figure this out.
Well, it's a simple crime. It's like taking a photo of somebody crawling into your bedroom window to steal your television and to rob your little home safe.
Well, that's when you use your 10 gauge with double odd shells, you know. Hi.
By the way, switching gears here, we've got Dr. Drew, was on KABC, McIntyre in the Morning, host of the show. Spent with Dr. Drew, known as America's most trusted physician, to debunk claims that Hillary's
very
having
concerned about Hillary and also the treatment she's getting.
Right, exactly. She had what's called a fall, and she had basically a transverse sinus thrombosis. That's the venous system in your brain. If that means she's got a exceedingly rare clot that virtually guarantees someone has something wrong with her coagulation system, which means, and again, I was a consultant for hematologists.
She's on blood thinners, for crying out loud.
Let me finish. I had a Rheologic machine in my office, okay, which cardiologists and hematologists don't have, because I work with doing research with a cardiologist out of Washington, D.C., and later out of Washington State. Our research showed when we would measure factor V Leiden mutation, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, extrinsic and intrinsic pathway markers, and we would do a rheologic blood viscosity with 5,000 data points with these dual lasers of someone's blood in my office, whether it's in by a tube or the patient came over, and I would tell you what their rheologic capacity was to form clots. This woman is getting inferior care. She is in serious coagulation problems. She's showing signs of imbalance, which means she's got brain damage. I saw her MRI scan, which shows an inferior brain lesion. It's either an area of brain tissue that's dying, or it's an astroglioma, a nascent tumor that's present that we don't know if it's metastasized because they haven't done a PET scan. I saw her other records. I mean, this goes, if you just look at it, she's not medically fit. She's got prismatic lenses. There's only two reasons for that: a lazy eye or brain damage or an expanding tumor. That's it. You don't get a prismatic lens unless those are the things. If you've got a lazy eye because you're born with it and your brain is not properly connecting to the
nucleus.
Right. So if she hasn't got a lazy eye, she's got a brain that's been damaged or a tumor. Period. That's it. So we're dealing with a situation where we have an unstable, medically sick person.
And by the way, that's not just an opinion. The pictures of her with those lenses have been public for some time now.
Now, she also wears
public record.
She wears contacts, but she's taken off so many days away, and then you see her weird behavior. The weird faces she makes, the weird head bobbling movements, the falls. I mean, this is craziness, and she can't keep up with the schedule. So of the number of days in August...
How's she going to be president, commander-in-chief?
Half of the days of the first month of this August campaign, she's at home resting because she can't keep up.
If she can't stand to have people snap photos of her, what's going to happen if the North Korean leader goes nuts and launches a missile on our Navy base in Pearl Harbor and takes out Honolulu with a nuke? How's she going to respond to that? How's she going to respond to the day in and day out pressures in the White House? You know, one president described him as you're inside a drum, and there's all kind of people banging on that steel drum constantly. How's she going to handle that? Well, she's not.
Well,
she
if,
no
you look at it,
running
if you look at, people that are relatively healthy, including Obama, the man has aged 20 years in the last 8. You know, just look at his hair color change and his facial expression and the sullenness of his face. This man has aged 20 years in the last 8. And if you think she's going to survive medically, no. We'll have President Kane, as I said this before for humor, not Abel and Cain. How's that? Read out of the Bible.
Well, unless they kill him or they create...
They're not going to kill him. Level 3 body armor is own security force.
Yeah,
and
know,
as they keep on trying these things...
Headshot. Yeah. I
can guarantee you, I talked to Roger Stone and I mentioned a couple of things because I worked with the military for decades. First off, he's got high-powered spotters, even in these stadiums he has, that are ready to shoot anybody who comes up and looks like they're going to aim or do anything to Trump. So, and they have them inside these areas as well. Anything they try to do, like this last guy that got caught, and then they try to spin the story that he was a guy that wandered in from a security policeman, instead of a guy that's a so-called dead FBI agent who's going in there as a black op killer and didn't succeed because he had a gun without any initials on it, or numbers, I mean, the numbers on the thing.
We're not filed off.
They weren't present. And the only group that has guns, Glocks, that do not have filed numbers on them at all are agencies of the U.S. government, CIA, FBI, etc. Okay, so let's face it, this is an inside job, just like the killing of John F. Kennedy. They tried to kill him because they're desperate. They realize now it's probably even too late to get Hillary out and try to put in Biden or to bring back even, you know, this jellyfish that turned on his own revolution. You know, Bernie got burned, I guess.
Bernie's toast. His own people realize that he turned on them.
He turned on them. He whipped up his revolutionary idea.
I think money changed hands, but...
that's why he's buying a $600,000 home. But that was just a payoff. That's just to cap it off so that they can hold something
over
his head.
That was just a part of what he got.
Exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So much space.
Welcome back. And, Tim, yesterday while giving this, I'm the Law and Order president speech, he also hinted that their attempts to try to steal the election. Hillary has hundreds at her meetings. Trump has tens of thousands. It's evident to me that he is miles ahead. By the way, let me finish. He also grasps that he's winning the gay and LGBT vote. It's in an open media now that they know that he's the guy to protect them.
He's the guy to protect us all.
Right. And then the black people.
He's
there to defend the law-abiding citizens of Milwaukee and any other city in America that are poor and black and want to have a decent job, a decent home, and not have terrorists or thugs in their neighborhood.
And hope for the future.
Right.
The reason that they have been running these false poll results is they're going to try to, as much as they can, steal the election using the Diebold and other systems, which use the software program. The software program has scientifically clearly been shown to have been written with the sole intent of stealing elections. You can have an inspector watching the machine, it does no good. It's in the software code. As I've always said, he who controls the software code controls the outcome of the election. Or as Uncle Joe Stalin said, I don't care who votes, I only care about who counts the votes. Now, what Donald Trump should be doing in the remaining time, charging full speed ahead in PR and so forth, but he should also have lawyers in all the jurisdictions, I'm talking county by county, that allow electronic voting and going in and seeking injunctions at the local level and the state level against the use of this software. And they can demonstrate in a court of law that this software was written for fraudulent purposes. It is insecure and will invalidate any election results. He's got to do that, and he's got to take it down to the local level so you have local superior court judges in Indiana and in Ohio and Illinois and so forth, because not all those people are crooks. You know, I just spent some time with a judge this weekend working on remodeling the church building my parish bought. A lot of these people are decent, honest people. And if you present a ironclad case against them, they'll ruin your favor. Now, of course, some are bought and paid for, and they won't. But it also, what's so good about that is it takes it to the local level. The local media can ignore it, and it will percolate its way. People will know that they're trying to steal the election, and this is an attempt to stop it so you get a fair vote count. A fair vote count.
Yeah, we need to move on that now. We need to strongly recommend it. I'm going to try to get Roger Stone on the program, and we'll get you on there as well.
On, because I really want to push that.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, hour one, Leo Zagami, Tim is back in hour number three, Ryan from our NutriMed team. We need your support. Place your orders today, right now, for NutriMeds to get your health back. Restore it, 888-212-8871. Place your orders immediately. Go online or call us, 888-212-8871. NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Thank you. God bless you. May we help your health, your wealth, your spirituality, and the truth will set you free. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing.
Get right with God, folks. God bless.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.